$4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-296-7260. That's 800-296-7260. 800-296-7260.
Did you know that most people wait 6 or 7 years before they buy a new TV? That's a lot of time in front of one TV. So why not get one of the best sets for the next 7 years? Like one of the top-rated Samsung, LG, or Sony models. Too expensive? What if you could get up to $1,000 trade-in for your old set? Who would do a stupid deal like this? Right now, at Video Only, you can get big bucks for your old set as a trade-in and a hot price on the new models. Don't be sorry. Check out Video Only.
Get ready to party the lazy way. Right now, Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries is giving you a chance to win a pair of exclusive one-day VIP passes to two of the biggest festivals of the year. Aftershock on October 10th through 13th with rock icons such as Motley Crue, Iron Maiden, Slipknot, and Slayer. Golden Sky Country Music Festival on October 18th through the 20th, featuring country legends like Luke Bryan, Thomas Rhett, and Keith Urban. Find the participating stores at partythelazyway.com. While you're at a Lazy Boy store, trade in your old furniture and score a discount on a brand new Lazy Boy.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
And we got a Pasoy problem in the clubhouse.
They're Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
That Pasoy problem's been solved, by the way.
They didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, but it wasn't because of playing cards in the clubhouse.
And it wasn't because of Kapler. Put some respect on his name. Gay! How you feeling?
I'm good, man.
On a payday Friday after a payday Thursday,
I
baby.
Mean, yeah.
Streets are talking, man.
Uh-oh. Is it good?
No, the chef called. I was saying, boy.
Pretty
he called you. I feel like he called me.
He did.
Evan's back.
He called us. He called the station,
yeah,
man.
There you go. The chef.
He's called the station. That's what he did. Well, those guys are talking about taking their shoes off on a plane. Bonte and Shasky.
No, I missed that.
I don't know. The first.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You got on me about a tank top. I didn't hear him. What
no,
were they
can't.
Saying?
You can't.
You can't.
But people do, but.
Well, I don't.
You know what? I think if you have clean socks on, it's all right.
But you'll ridicule me over a tank top.
Well, you can see your arms, but if I have socks on, you can't see
but
my feet.
But what if I got smelly feet that can come through the sock?
No, that's what I'm saying. Clean socks.
Oh, right.
It's got to be clean socks.
Well, slap me for what I'm doing.
Wow.
Payday!
Yeah. Yeah. So
you had a good birthday night?
Yeah, I had a good night. Nice. You know what? The boss is right, man. You know, although I don't know how he knows. He's younger than me. But yeah, you did. Those, you got to be careful now at my age. Otherwise, you overdo it, and then the next day you're just shot.
And so. It just hit me when Bonte goes, that's a good number. That's a special number. I go, shit. I said to myself, damn, V, you're right.
It's a big number.
Yeah.
It is a big number. But thanks to everybody who was listening yesterday, who called in. Everybody at the A's game, just appreciate it. It was a real neat day yesterday. We made the best out of a situation that's not the best in terms of the A's. But now we got football coming up. Patriots in town, Goo. Sunday, 1 o'clock, Levi Stadium. Niners 1-2.
Yeah.
Let me just quick give you a couple updates.
Go ahead.
Purdy's fine. He's fine. He's been practicing. Debo was out on the field. Kittle was out on the field. I still don't think Debo's going to play, though, but I think Kittle's going to play. Those are my hunches. Those are my hunches.
All right.
Go get a win Sunday. Get this thing back on track, and we roll from there.
Yeah, and you got me thinking about, your little theory. It was almost like theory with Purdy. You wanted to see him without his weaponry and the football gods. Bam, here you go, Stanley. Okay, a little too much. But you talked about his load management hit the NFL. I don't believe it. It has. But at the end of the day, you know, here comes Kittle. He missed a game, and he'll be ready to go against the Patriots. But you talked about preseason.
Yep.
With me and Bonte here before the show started. And that's where I'm at. Like, you saw Dallas last night. Did they look good? No, but they got the W. And right now, through the first four games, that's the title of the jam. And with the Niners being in a jam at 1-2, not ideal, you got to take care of the New England Patriots and Jacoby Brissett, Stani.
Yeah, no, and you brought this up, and I think it's probably the biggest reason, but and we've been saying this for the first couple weeks, and Evan said it again this morning. He's like, boy, the NFL's been drunk the first 3 weeks with the stuff that's happened. And by the way, I got a stat for you that's unbelievable. I said it on Wednesday. I don't think you were here, but Evan brought it up.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, Evan has a stat for me.
Yeah. It feels like the first 3 weeks have basically been preseason. I feel like, okay, now NFL teams are going to start showing us more like what they're really about, and things are going to get back to normal. How about this one?
But kind of hard when you're like the Niners, when you're injured as much as they are.
Yeah, but
and
come on
now. And the Rams had issues too, and
now,
they got through.
And now you get the Patriots. You got to just beat the Patriots.
Coach Mayo.
Here's the troubling stat. Actually, somebody on the text line said it. I wish I remembered who. In each of the first 3 weeks, the biggest underdog,
I heard him say,
won the game.
That's crazy.
So last week two, it was the Raiders when they beat the Ravens. Last week it was the
Dallas. Dallas was favored heavily over.
I think that was it. And this week, you know who the biggest favorite is?
The Niners.
10.5.
Damn.
That's a lot of points.
Without a lot of the Avengers.
Well, still, they got the biggest Avenger, Brock Purdy. Brock, how's the back?
Probably cumulative, just in terms of the whole game, saw the stuff that sort of went on as a physical game. So, you know, sort of after the game is when I started feeling some stuff and whatnot. But the last couple of days have been good, just getting some rest and obviously treatment and stuff. So, feel good now.
See, can I just tell you, go ahead.
Go ahead, man. I mean, is he just...
The guy next door.
Are Shanahan's mannerisms wearing off on
No, I think
Purdy?
That's who he is, man.
There were two and stuffs.
Yeah.
That's vintage Kyle Shanahan and stuff. My back and stuff.
Possibly.
But you guys always make fun, and I'm going to throw him in here with me now because I'm not solo.
All right.
Shasky, you guys call us warriors, but when I hear him say I start feeling some stuff, if I'm a New England Patriot defender, I'm like, and I got a chance to sack him or, you know, put a good lick on him, Stoddy, knowing you're feeling some stuff. I might be able to jar that stuff loose, but yeah, man, it's not an easy sport. The NFL, Stoddy, that's why you and I didn't play.
We'll see. I played.
You didn't play. Intramurals flag don't count.
No, I told you. I played when I was in about sixth grade for three practices. I went at my Mr. Smith, the coach, asked me to come out for the team.
Get him to call in, Evan.
He's dead.
Mr.
Smith's passed. What he was a
RIP.
He was a great little league coach, baseball and football. But he asked me to come out for the team. I went out for the team. I was one of those kids that didn't grow till like 10th or 11th grade. So I was small, playing outside linebacker, and
could take it.
Outside linebacker.
Yeah, I was.
A cowboy linebacker, a little small ass.
And I'll never forget Tim Dodderer, the running back. He was the biggest guy on the team. They always put him at running back. Came at me. I stuck my arm out to tackle him, and I thought that he pulled my arm out of my socket. It hurt so bad.
Oh.
I went home and I said, "Hey, Dad, exactly.
Yeah.
I said, I don't like football."
Did you see stars like Tweety Bird?
Yeah. I just held on to my arm for about 8 minutes. Anyway,
it's a violent sport, man.
And that was the one of the things I always remember about my dad. He said, "Well, son, you know I would never let you quit, but since Mr. Smith asked you to try it, I will let you." So that was it.
And then I got you.
Three practices. But then you're right. I did resurrect my career in intramural
football. Do you and Evan think any differently of me?
No.
I was a junior on JV at James Logan.
You know what? It's not the day. You know what?
I could go get it, but I was a junior.
My whole. You know what? After yesterday.
Oh, my kids hate me for when I'm telling the story.
After yesterday, my whole outlook's changed.
Wow.
If you're in JV's in 11th grade, great. You're part of a team.
They saw something in me.
You're part of a team. You can be a great teammate.
Wasn't Dwayne Wade on JV in his junior year of high school?
Are you serious?
Now, I feel better.
Something like that.
If that's true, well, I feel better.
And Jordan got cut, right?
He was a freshman, though, going out for varsity.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But 49ers and the New Pats. England Patriots. And we got some fun things today. We will do... how much do I want to tease this? We'll do it at what? What time you want to do the balance check thing?
Oh yeah, we'll let Evan pick.
Okay,
yeah.
But we're gonna have a lot of fun. Evan did a great job of compiling some just fantastic sound we're gonna play. We'll play a little Know Your Foe.
Yeah.
With Evan giving us some trivia about New England, their sports teams, and various other things about Boston, Massachusetts, and New England.
And so one nugget to you.
Fun, yeah.
Do you find it odd? Anybody out there, call us, let us know, Texas, YouTube chat, that the greatest coach in American sports, I believe, is Bill Belichick, that he's still technically unemployed as being a guy on the sideline. Like, that bothers me. Now he's a comedian. I love it. But how is the Phil Jackson of football, the Popovich, how is he not employed?
He's taking a year off.
Well, it's been a year. Now we're going on two. This will be year two.
Is it?
Yeah. We're in year two,
He didn't coach last year.
No, he didn't. And it's bothering me. I love him on the Madden cast.
Time flies.
Get your ass on the sideline. Maybe it wasn't good life after Brady.
I thought this was
year going on year two.
Anyway.
I'll just stay out of this.
All right. Uh-oh. Anyway, he'll be back.
I'm doing Steiny Evan.
I think he'll be in control. I think he'll be back in business in a little while. By the way, Myers is going on year two without a job.
Yeah, help me out on payday, Steiny. Here. Yeah.
What? Well, we'll check the stats on that.
No, we got it.
Let me see.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's bothering me. He had Zeke last year. Evan.
I think he's going to take 1 year off.
All right, okay.
I think he'll have his choice of some jobs, probably, mm-hmm. right? Would you like to see him be your team's coach?
Honestly, I would love it.
All right. Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, Patriots on Sunday. We got a lot to get into. We're going to jump into what happened yesterday in Oakland for a little bit. Also, Mike Dunleavy and Steve Kerr talked to the media yesterday. Training camp's coming up next week with the Warriors. Media Day Monday, then they go to Hawaii. Some interesting things to come out of those interviews. We'll talk about those, and we're going to get into it. We're going to have fun today. We're still basking in the glow of yesterday, Gil. At least I am. All right, what's coming up on the game? Presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Head to Safeway this week for these digital deals for members. Honeycrisp or Envy apples, $1.88 per pound, and Oro Wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one when you buy two. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
This is a special alert to anyone owing the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes or with unfiled tax returns. Write this number down, 800-660-2044. The IRS has ended COVID forgiveness and they are cracking down. Call Tax Relief Helpers now to hear about our tax debt reduction programs. If you're facing liens, levies, an audit, wage garnishment, or already in a payment plan, we still can help you. You may qualify to have your tax debt settled for a mere fraction of what you owe or for other resolution programs. Tax Relief Helpers is tax agents available now for a free consultation. TRH has already helped thousands of taxpayers qualify for these generous relief programs, earning them an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you or your business owe 10 or even hundreds of thousands to the IRS, you don't have to be afraid anymore. Call our relief hotline now to see what savings you may qualify for at 800-660-2044. 800-660-2044. Once again, that's 800-660-2044.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Yeah, there are so many football games streaming this season. Can Xfinity Internet handle it?
Oh, we know the game is only live once, so we built a network with all pro speeds and low lag so you don't miss a snap.
So I can yell, "He's open!" when he's actually open?
Yeah, but the quarterback still can't hear you.
Switch to Xfinity Internet and TV and enjoy instant access to your favorite live sports with the Xfinity Stream app. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed. Streaming content limited to the U.S. Programming subject to change.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
What if I told you that there was a single management software that could handle your CRM, accounting, manufacturing, marketing, inventory, sales, and everything in between for a fraction of the cost of the dozens of disconnected platforms most companies rely on to manage their business? Sounds pretty good, right? Well, that's Odoo. Odoo is the end-all, be-all for any business of any size, and it's ready to help your company reach the next level and beyond. Learn more at Odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. Before you tour a home, the real estate professional you're working with may ask you to sign a buyer's agreement, which describes the services you'll receive, each party's role and responsibilities, and how your agent will be compensated, all of which you'll want to discuss with them up front. So work with an agent who's a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, with a duty to honestly represent you and put your interests above their own, because that's who we are.
Terms and conditions apply. For full details, see unlock.com/legal. Actor portrayal.
Lisa, thanks for having me over. Your new kitchen is gorgeous. How did you find the money to do it?
We worked with this great company, Unlock. They help you unlock the future value of your home to get the cash you need today.
So it's a home equity loan?
No, it's not a loan at all. There's no monthly payments and no interest charges ever. And you can use the money however you want. We were able to redo our kitchen and pay off our credit card debt.
Wow, Jack and I could really use this to finally pay off our old student loan debt. How do I get started?
It's easy. Just go to their website.
Go to unlock.com/radio to unlock the value in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Pay off debt, improve your home, add to your retirement fund. It's up to you. Go to unlock.com/radio right now to see if you qualify to unlock the value in your home. That's unlock.com/radio. Go to unlock.com/radio.
The following is an attorney advertisement. If you get sidelined by a workplace injury, the workers' compensation attorneys at Boxer & Gerson can help get you back in the game. Our team of skilled attorneys will fight by your side for the treatment and compensation you deserve. We care about justice for injured workers. That's what makes us Northern California's premier workers' comp law firm. Call Boxer & Gerson at 510-345-2341 or visit BoxerLaw.com for a free consultation. Boxer & Gerson, your life is worth the fight.
The phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait. Attention on the road, that's the only way. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just stay away.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
This is a special alert to anyone owing the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes or with unfiled tax returns. Write this number down, 800-660-2044. The IRS has ended COVID forgiveness and they are cracking down. Call Tax Relief Helpers now to hear about our tax debt reduction programs. If you're facing liens, levies, an audit, wage garnishment, or already in a payment plan, we still can help you. You may qualify to have your tax debt settled for a mere fraction of what you owe or for other resolution programs. Tax Relief Helpers has tax agents available now for a free consultation. TRH has already helped thousands of taxpayers qualify for these generous relief programs, earning them an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you or your business owe 10 or even hundreds of thousands to the IRS, you don't have to be afraid anymore. Call our relief hotline now to see what savings you may qualify for at 800-660-2044. 800-660-2044. Once again, that's 800-660-2044.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
I owe Curry nothing.
Now back to Steiny and Dude. Take it away, Steiny.
Don't hurt me.
All righty. No more. Tell you what. I play that Brock Purdy quote, and you know what I'm starting to think? Maybe people are going to say, well, no kidding, Steiny. You know, he's becoming the leader of this team.
Yeah.
Feels like he's becoming the leader of this team in a way.
Did you ever think that of Jimmy? Not to go down this road,
that's
but.
That's a great question.
Steiny, Jimmy on a good question. Day. I thought he was a tough SOB.
I think he had the respect of his teammates, Jimmy Garoppolo, for his toughness effort and his seriousness.
Yeah, because I believe lack of availability was the spiral of his. It was that superseded poor play.
Well, that's certainly had something to do with it.
That 2020 season or 21 season where he had the high ankle sprain and he was done during the COVID and they were playing their home games in Arizona and still could have got in and Mullins and Beathard couldn't do anything. That's when I think the inception of the thought in Kyle's mind of Trey Lance or something new was on the horizon.
Yeah,
like, we can't keep doing this.
No doubt. And I'm interested to know if 49er fans kind of feel that way too, or if I'm trying to look into something that's not there. But it's starting to add up. The way Brock Purdy answered the question about Ronnie Bell's drop after the game, and he put it right on his hands, and yet Purdy says, I still could have done a better job getting him the ball. And I'm like, how? You put it right where only he could catch it, but that's what
leaders do, is what you're saying?
He gets it, man. Right. I mean, he gets it, and I think his teammates, guys in the huddle, think that he's the real deal and that he's going to be the guy leading this team.
Yeah.
I think that's a good thing for the Niners. Let's go to Chucky in Oakland. Chucky, what's the good in here? He's got a question, apparently. Hey, Chucky, what's going on, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Hey, Steiny, I want to wish you a happy belated birthday, man. I felt all the love you got yesterday, man.
I appreciate it.
Brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
Steph and Ray Renner, they came through for you too, man. That's a big surprise you got yesterday, man.
It was great. It's the kind of thing that my kids now respect me because he called in. So,
Hey, you know, and I got to get out, man. Shane Powell, she now has two homeless tents on the side of 880 North to go along with all those other tents sprinkled across the city of Oakland, man. But my question for you is, and Steiny, please don't shy away from it. Give me your honest answer, because when the time comes, I want to know why or why not this guy don't go off the board. To me, he's a prototypical quarterback. He thinks the pass first. And to me, I think he shows poise, but what do I know? And also, I just feel that, you know that he has a high IQ, but what do I know? But my question is, what do you and Guru think about Shedeur Sanders? How do you rate him? And what do you think about his skill set? Thank you very much, man. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, you too, Chuck.
Hey, Goo, you're on.
No, I'll say this because it's changing by the game. And, again, I'm no scout, but I was almost texting Evan. He doesn't even know this, and I said, I'll just wait to Monday. But when I see him and his porous offensive line running for his life, I'm like, that ain't working Caleb Williams style at USC on Sundays. But then when he gets time, I'm like, okay, I could see that on Sundays. But, Stani, I don't think he's the tallest. I'm rooting for him. And to answer your question, Chucky, that's above my pay grade, but I'm not looking at him like I was looking at Peyton Manning coming out of Tennessee, like that's a sure shot. John Elway out of Stanford, you know what I mean? So I don't know what to make of him. There are days to where I'm like, that's going to get you killed if you get drafted. And then there are days where I'm like, man, you might be a top 10 pick, or I don't know.
I'm more interested in Travis Hunter.
Well, he's a baller.
Travis Hunter.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that guy's going to play both ways in the NFL?
Nah, I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah, that. Thank you, Evan. What's he better at to you? I mean, that's how talented.
I mean, I've only seen him play. Only seen Colorado play one game. He's pretty good. I don't guys like that normally play defense rather than wide receiver, yeah, if there's two things to play.
And you just talked about Purdy, my neck and my back, talking about he felt some study just to be durable and have a long career. I think the days of playing both sides of the ball, Bo Jackson, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Deion Sanders are over.
Well, they play the Patriots. So
we got our guy. Can I do my impersonation of him?
Why don't you call for him, J-Dog?
J-Dog, before you go, hey, I just want to tell you that content and really gets on my nerves. Danny, tell the people in the bay, I just can't stand them. What up, J-Dog?
Come on, man. Why you going to do me like that?
I tried that.
You got to do me like that?
Yeah, that's the biggest form of flattery is imitation, man. So I tried.
I love it, man. I love you guys, man. I want to wish my boy a happy belated birthday, Danny.
Thank you.
Happy belated birthday, bro. I got a little present for you, Danny.
Oh, I can't wait, buddy.
I got you something, brother. I got you a pair of, a nice fresh pair of Stevie Wonder glasses autographed for Shanahan. But now, when Shanahan gives the playbook to the other team, you can act like you don't see it. You know? All this stuff, because, you know, I got you, Scotty. I got you covered, man. Yeah. But check it out, man. I swear, man, if we lose to these bum-ass Patriots, man, I'm going to jump off a cliff, man. I'm over here, deep in the heart, Boston, Mass., with these bandwagon Patriots fans that want to be 49ers fans. They want to be, y'all got something that want these Minnesota Vikings fans now. It's disgusting. And Kyle Shanahan, I'm talking to you. When have you ever been a top three offense or anything like that? Like, I need you to score 40 points on the Patriots. I need you to carry this team. Why is it always the defense has to carry this team through your whole tenure? I'm so sick of the costume, and I want to tell you this. I want to be wrong so bad it hurts, guys. I want to be wrong, but I just can't go another week. I have no confidence in this offense being able to carry us.
Let me ask you this. Listen. I'm wondering if,
because they're hurt on the offensive sides.
Have you and Airman and the mailman Eric, if you were coaching the Niners, if you were coaching the Niners this week against that team, and I got to assume you know about the Patriots, how are you attacking them?
Baby.
If you're Kyle Shanahan, how should he attack them?
Well, first of all, I'm running the ball until the wheels fall off. But number one, I'm gonna spell Mason. I'm gonna get Garindo some carries. Okay, I'm bringing in Crowden. I'm getting my young boys. I'm getting some speed on the field. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting some speed on the field. Some misdirection, some bootlegs. Get Purdy rolling, and then hit him with Jordan Mason. Then hit him with Garindo. I want to get my young boys rolling. That's how you hit them.
All right. If they do that and they win 31-7. Are you going to call in Monday and give Kyle Shanahan credit?
I'll tell you what. If we win 31-7, Kyle Shanahan, I'll tell you right now, it's a step in the right direction.
Okay.
Only because you listen to J-Dog and you played some of these young bulls. Stop. Like I told you before, Steiny, if CMC was here, we wouldn't even see Jordan Mason. And I think that's pretty ridiculous because Jordan Mason should have been getting burned for the last 2 years. If you want to be real about it, you know what I'm saying? A lot Mitchell, you know how that's going to go. So, I just, you know what I mean? I'm not just this irrational guy that just doesn't like, I don't mind him personally. It's not personal. Gotcha. I love the man concept in him, but as the coach and the decision maker, man, it's a standard when you're talking about the San Francisco 49ers, man. The greatest players that have ever played this game, the greatest organization that has ever played this game, and why are we settling for losing Super Bowls and NFC championships? I don't give a damn how toxic you Kyle Shanahan fans are. I'm never going to be down with that. Never. There's no second place.
All right, J-Dog, have a great weekend. Enjoy the game if you can.
Yeah, but he wants to see 100 points. I'm not saying they're not going to reach that plateau, but Stani, no C-Mac. Right now, looks like maybe no Debo, so it's a work in progress. And I'm curious to see. Hopefully Kittle's back. You got Brock. You got Juwan Jennings.
I threw
and
this.
I got to throw Ayuk in there. Nice little receiver.
Well, he's got the ability to be one.
Yeah, he's got the paycheck.
I threw this at Evan on Wednesday. And let me ask you, because J-Dog said, you know, if CMC were healthy, we would not have seen Jordan Mason. Do you think that...
I believe that if
Christian McCaffrey were healthy right now, we would have seen McCaffrey touch the ball 70, 75 times and Mason get 5 carries so far.
90, 95 and 5. But when I look to that point, nobody... See, where I'm from, Steiny, Union City... When you're real with yourself, it's automatic respect. So I'm not going to do what J-Dog is doing, being Monday morning quarterback. I do it with the best of them. But the bottom line is, McCaffrey's Jordan. I'm never going to say or advocate for Jordan to be off the field. But there is something to that. Just like Steve Kerr, we wouldn't have saw Kuminga's bust out. He had a part of last year where he just showed what he could do. But that came via... you know, injury or the absence of Wiggins. So I'm not going to hold that to the fault of Kyle Shanahan.
My question to Niner fans is, you're 10.5-point favorites against the Patriots, and you know your team's a little bit banged up and you haven't been playing great football yet this season. So if you're a Niner fan and you're coming off the last 4 or 5 years like you've had, is it enough just to win the game, Goo? I mean, I get on the one hand you want to go out and handle the Patriots.
I give you? I'm interrupting. Can I give you the injury report? Hell yeah, it's good enough just to get the W. That's the Prince sign of the times right now, is to get in, get out.
So you got the Patriots covering?
No. Wow, I don't.
Well, we'll do this a little later on the
picks,
our locks
of the week. Yeah,
but you didn't pick the Niners this week.
I lost on them last week.
That's true, you did.
And went to Twitter after the loss like Kevin Durant, like, oh boy, they're going to blame Kevin Durant on us. But nobody, it wasn't none of that. People were mad.
I got you. Yeah. Speaking of your guy, Brandon Ayuk.
PA.
Brock Purdy talked about the play that now we've spent some time talking about where he missed Ayuk, who was open. Because it was a busted coverage and they didn't communicate right. But here's Purdy addressing that. And I'm talking about Brock Purdy, the leader.
My read. Obviously, there was a route that I thought he was going to run, but he felt grass, man, and went and took it. And, you know, when we're watching it after, it's like, yes, that's the right thing to do in that moment. For me, I'm going through my read and progression, and I'm concerned about his safety, and then I see him go deep, and I feel like he's open, and I'm like something's not right, you know, in my mind per what we have drawn up. But that's something that, you know, we both have to be on the same page moving forward with. If he has stuff like that that happens, and it's not being dumb and just running deep every time, but, like, actually there's a reason for why you're going deep. There's some communication stuff that we've talked about where we can take that opportunity. He did the right thing. I have to pull the trigger in that moment and be ready for it. So, you know, something that we had to learn. And in the heat of the moment, that time of the game, situational football, I'm trying to protect the ball, be smart with it, but also be aggressive. And then that happens, and it's like, man, I don't know exactly where the safety's at. So all of those put together, you know, that's what happened in the moment.
So he said he'll lock and load and fire. You know, he caught him off guard.
This guy, this position of quarterback is so hard to play.
Oh, man.
I mean, we're looking at it and saying, oh, how'd you miss him? Well, you got about a split second to make that decision. And after you have one shred of doubt, you can't make the throw if you have a little doubt.
Right. And if you hadn't played the position, you can't even imagine when you got dudes coming in barreling down at you, Steiny, and maybe he kept it real. I didn't see him.
Well,
I had a good game, but damn it, I didn't see him.
Yeah, the other thing is,
leave me alone.
I think we all have to acknowledge that, and I think this is a silver lining, is Brock Purdy is far from a finished product. I mean, I think sometimes we talk. I sometimes think of Brock Purdy as mostly a finished product. Like, this is kind of who he is. He's pretty good. I think you can move forward with him. But when I hear something like that, then you realize there is another level to get to offensively. And the only thing preventing Purdy from getting to that level is just more games.
Right.
Play more games, get more experience, put another season in your back pocket, play 45 games instead of just, 28 or 30, and just expect him to keep getting better.
And there's another side to that, Stan.
Yeah.
I like that, and that's why Brock Purdy and his maturity, or, him growing as we watch him, go through his football puberty has been impressive, because there's a flip side to it. He could also regress. He could also, they've kind of figured him out. They know what he likes to do. And Steiny, can we just keep it real and put the right on the table on this Payday Friday?
Sure.
Brought to you by Echo. He has not. It's still good. And it's actually getting better now, the fact that he's back there. But what I want to talk about, too, and I'll get to you, Austin. He has an issue, Austin San Jose, with me calling him Jordan. McCaffrey. Your Curry, okay? Say he's your best offensive player. But when I'm watching, you ever play Steal the Bacon back in school where you had the eraser, it was in the middle, and you and another student had to get the eraser and then run and take off. So it was called Steal the Bacon. We did it at Cabello Elementary.
You play it on like a basketball court.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody would blow a whistle, like say number 7, and then the two guys would come. And
well, it's you and somebody else, like two wrestlers, sumo wrestlers at the middle, like a jump ball.
And you're looking to take the
eraser. With the erasers on the ground.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody got to take it and go. I feel like he's doing that when he's staying back, buying time, Steiny. And the defenders are like, they can't get him. You can hope to contain him, but you got to put, we talked about his
legs.
We're
talking about McCaffrey?
No, Purdy.
Oh.
Like when he was back there and the Rams are like, we got to go get his little ass. But he's controlling it like, I'm going to go left. I'm going to go right. Might get you only 3 yards, Steiny. I'm not going to lose you any. But we got to put respect on his run game and his legs. And Steve Young wanted to see more of that. I know it was 10 rushes, but I felt like 7 of those were, I'm running for my life. But that's another facet to Purdy's game, Steiny. I say all that to say is he's not a statue. He's mobile.
It looks like it's also called Steal the Burrito.
No. We steal the bacon.
Somebody on the...
It's my life. It's how I grew up. That's what it was called.
Names are called different things.
Steal the burrito. What's that mean?
It's just like steal the eraser.
Steal the bacon.
For example, there's a game. Have you ever heard of the game Kick the Can?
No.
Kick the Can.
Okay. How's that work?
It's probably similar.
Kick the Can.
Well, you put a Evan, ever heard of Kick the Can?
Hell no. Yeah.
Kick the Can, yeah. Well, they played it in Ed, Edd n Eddy. I know that from that cartoon.
Yeah,
this is great.
You just put a can out, and then everybody goes and hides. And then there's a guy who's got to kind of protect the can. And
he's too old.
And he's got to go say, I see you, Goo. And then he's got to run back. And if he kicks the can after he see, if you kick the can after I see you, if I kick the can first after I see you, then I win, and then you have to be the guy.
But I can race you to get the can first.
Exactly.
What happened to those games? The internet.
I'm sure there's other names for it.
Yeah.
But, let's go to good friend Gene. Gene's in Oakland.
Our man.
What's up, Gene? How you doing, man? We'll talk a little Patriots Niners. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
First of all, belated happy birthday, Steiny.
Thank you.
I wanted to call in yesterday, but some dude by the name of Steph Curry got in my way.
Hey, Gene, I would have put you right
material.
Through. I would have put the stars right on if I would have known you were waiting.
There you go. Yeah, let him follow me. Right.
Exactly.
Hey, one question: Are you going to be at Friedman's tomorrow?
Yes, sir. 12 to 2, and we're broadcasting there 12 to 3, Spadoni and Lubman.
Yeah.
All right. I'll try to make it over there and say hello.
Cool.
All right. So anyways, there's just some random thoughts on the Niners. First of all, as I've expressed before, I hate the Patriots for a lot of reasons, mostly because of the owner, Kraft. Even though they're naturally my home team, my other home team, because I'm from Boston. So I want to see us obliterate them for two reasons. First of all, because I hate them so much. And secondly, because I think we need to do that. This needs to be a statement game moving forward because, we got Miami, which is, compromised right now. But then we got Seattle and KC, and it's time to start playing, a lot closer to how we played last year if we have any notion of, getting at least deep into the playoffs. So I'm hoping to see that. I'm mostly concerned right now about that defense.
Yep.
It just looks really terrible. And I don't know whether that's the new coordinator just kind of getting used to things or, catching up to the league. I don't know. But it's something's got to be done about that. We're not going to be able to win like that. We're not going to be blowing teams out, And there aren't going to be 40-30 games. There are teams that are going to shut us down, too. So, anyways, that's my main concern. And then last thing, Brock Purdy, the more I see and hear of him, the more I love the guy. I think he's about as natural a leader as you can have. His skills are, outstanding. Once again, he more and more reminds me of Montana. The more he plays, not to say he's a Montana. He's got a long way to go for that direct comparison. But he's just the way he sees the field, the way he makes decisions, his leadership ability, it's all outstanding. So, I love this guy, and, he's a keeper.
I appreciate that, Gene. And
have a good weekend, baby.
Yeah, hopefully I'll see you tomorrow, Gene. I'm starting to like him more and more. I mean, I was thinking about this, and we'll pick it up on the other side. But this whole thing about Brock Purdy being a leader, from where he came from, and how he emerged as a third stringer first, and then a second stringer, and then he starts, and then he takes over.
His elbow.
The more I think about it, the more I'm thinking, this is a natural progression for him to be the leader he's becoming. You couldn't expect the guy to be a leader right off the bat. It was going to take time, and it wasn't going to happen right away, but I'm starting to sense that this team is really believing in this guy and that he can get it done. And I'm not saying they didn't believe in him last year or the year before, but I just feel like he's emerging as their staple as a quarterback.
And let's not real quick here, Stoney, forget that infamous practice last year, I believe in the summer, where Trent Williams and number 54 were coming off the field and randomly said, "This kid has it." Talking about the moxie, whatever went into it. And it wasn't even his time. This was just a random, look at that little dude. He's got it. And now it's his show.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Be honest, 49er fans, is a win enough on Sunday, or do you need more than just a win? Do you need to see some signs that some of the problems of the first 3 weeks are gone, and do you need this game to be a convincing win? Or are you right now feeling like, beggars can't be choosers? If we win 10-9, we win 10-9, and we're 2-2. 888-957-9570. That segment brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Liam Aikman here. As the leaves begin to turn, there's no better time to cozy up your home. This fall, transform your space with a new fireplace insert or hot tub like mine from Creative Energy. Imagine a crackling fire on a crisp evening or sinking into a soothing hot tub under the stars. With our Cozy Up into Fall sale, now is the perfect time to make it a reality. Save big on all fireplace inserts and hot tubs with special financing options available. Visit
creative energy today and discover the warmth of home.
Do you have a child who doesn't listen or tunes you out? Is a teacher telling you that your child may need extra support? Tune in every Saturday morning at 7:30 for Parenting with Vanessa Colon. 20 years of expertise empowering parents with the tools they need on 95.7 The Game.
Lawton Skilled Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is a five-star facility located in the Sunset District of San Francisco and in close proximity to our preferred partner, UCSF Medical Center. At Lawton, you're in good hands with world-class nurses led by a well-known and UCSF-affiliated medical director in Dr. Darby Clayson. Contact Administrator Dan Daly at 415-566-1200. That's 415-566-1200 for any additional information.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has an exclusive rate plan just for you. Right now, get two lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, you can get one of the latest 5G phones free when you add a line. That's right, a free 5G phone. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. So why wait? At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get two lines.